July 14, 1932 Celestial Atmosphere. Jesus, guarding the act of the creature, work of one and of the other. How the acts done in the divine will guard and embrace the centuries, and are the centuries and sentinels of the creatures. I am always occupied with an in the divine volition. In it there is always work to do. But it is not a work that tires, no. Rather, it gives strength, it makes the divine life grow, and inundates one with joy, with peace one feels the celestial atmosphere inside and out. But while I was swimming in the eternal waves of the divine volition, my highest good, Jesus, visiting my little soul, told me, "Blessed daughter, it is I who form the celestial atmosphere inside and outside the creature. In fact, as soon as she enters into my divine volition, I place myself as guard of the act that she is doing, and she forms the soil with her acts, and I form the divine seed, to cast it into the act of the creature. So, her acts serve as soil, and I, celestial farmer, by filling her with my seeds, use this in order to reap the harvest of the works that are done in my will. Do you see, then, what the continuation of the acts done in my divine will is for? It serves to give me the work and the occasion never to leave the creature, because she gives me always something to do, and I do not want to, nor can I leave a soil so precious, formed in my will and exposed to the vivifying rays of the divine sun, empty. Therefore, it calls you to work in my volition, and you call me, and oh, how sweet it is to work together in my fiat. It is a work that does not tire. On the contrary, it is bearer of rest and of the most beautiful conquests. Then he added, "My daughter, you must know that our acts, which we do in the creature, contain three acts in one, the preserving act, the nourishing act, and the first creative act. With these three acts in one we give perennial life to our acts, and the creature who possesses them feels within herself the creative power, which removes from her all the weaknesses of the human nature. The nourishing one keeps her always occupied, giving her its food to prevent her from taking any other food, and preserves her from all evils. This nourishment is like the embalming that prevents corruption. And the preserving act strengthens and keeps the good pure and beautiful. These, our three acts in one, are like impregnable fortresses that we give to the creature who lets our will reign in her, which render her so fortified that no one can harm her." After this, my little mind continued my round in the divine will, searching for its acts in order to enclose my acts within its own and make them one. And this is all the contentment of my long exile, to be able to operate together with the supreme volition, to make my acts disappear in its own. I feel I take heaven as though in my power. I feel the eternal beatitudes flow in them. 5. In such a way that I feel neither distant nor estranged from my dear celestial fatherland. So, while my mind was as though crowded by thoughts on the divine will, my highest good, Jesus, repeating his short little visit, told me, "My little daughter of my will, I want you to know that for each of your acts in it you are regenerated and grow as many times, in a completely new way, in our fiat. So, you feel heaven, and the Supreme Being has the great contentment of regenerating in the act of the creature. To form our life in her act is our feast, our longing. We unite all our stratagems of love and receive the complete glory that the creature can give us. Now, you must know that sacrifice, with powerful voice, calls God. And doing our will makes him descend into the soul to let him operate as the God he is. And I, my love, even though I try to operate always in your volition, and I pray and pray that its kingdom come upon earth, nothing is seen yet. And Jesus, good daughter, this says nothing. In fact, you must know that the prayers, the acts done in our volition, because they enter our divine act, have such power that they must bring to the creatures the good they contain. They place themselves as guards of the centuries, and they guard them with so much love, and with unconquered patience they wait and wait, and with the light that they possess they knock at the hearts, they make themselves light for the minds. and without ever tiring, because they are not subject either to tiredness or to diminution of power, they act as sentries, as faithful sentinels, who do not leave other than when they have given the good that they possess. These acts are the possessors of my volition, and in an absolute way they want to give it to creatures. And if one escapes them, they take aim at another. If one century does not receive them, they do not stop, nor do they depart, because we have given them the centuries in their power, and they form and will form our divine army in the midst of the human generations, to form the kingdom of our will. In these acts there is the human, crowned with divine power, and they give to the creatures the right to possess such a kingdom. There's our will operating in these acts, and it gives God the right to reign and dominate the creature with our omnipotent fiat. They are like the down payment and capital that pay God on behalf of creatures, and have the right to give what they have paid for to the human generations. Am like sun that does not withdraw or ever tire of beating on the earth with its light to give the goods it possesses, so do they, more than suns, go around through each heart, they go around the centuries, they are always in motion, nor do they ever give up, until they have given my operating which they possess. More so, since they know with certainty that they will obtain their intent and victory. Therefore, if you see nothing, do not be concerned. You continue your life and your acts in my will. This is more necessary than anything to form the currency in order to pay for a kingdom so holy on behalf of your brothers. And besides, you must know that my very life spent on earth, and my own acts, find themselves in the same condition. I paid up for all, and my life and what I did is at everyone's disposal, and want to give themselves in order to give the good they possess. And although I departed for heaven, I left and I stayed to go around the hearts, the centuries, so as to give to all the good of my redemption. It has been about 20 centuries, and my life and my acts continue to go around. But not all of them have been taken by creatures. So much so, that various regions still do not know me. So, my life, the fullness of my goods and my acts, do not withdraw, they run and go around always, they embrace the centuries as though one, to give to all the good that they possess. Therefore, it is necessary to do, to pay, to form the capital, the rest will come by itself. So, be attentive, and let your flight in my fiat be continuous. Deo gratias.